Well, hello, everyone. Whether you're watching on YouTube or Spotify or Apple Podcast or whatever it may be, we're glad you're with us. This is the Looking Both Ways podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Tim, alongside Pastor Rich, as always. Not as always, but as often, most often. But yeah, we've had a huge week for our church. We're looking forward to a big week. Just tomorrow, tonight, obviously, we have Rooted. We have youth and all that stuff. Thursday, we have our Harvest Festival. Saturday, we have our real meeting and our Turkey Bowl, where our students are going to take on our college students and some flag football. There's just a lot going on. Sunday, we have church. So lots of things to look forward to as we look both ways. But before we get to that, let's look back. So Pastor Rich, we continued our series through Ephesians on this past Sunday. So go ahead and just give us kind of those main points, or maybe dive deeper into something that you didn't really get to do on Sunday morning.
Well, man, we covered a lot of ground on Sunday. It was just called Live Like New. And the idea of what Paul says in Ephesians 4 is that we're new people, we're a new society, we're a new everything. We're supposed to live that way. And he gives us some examples of how we're supposed to do that and walk through some of those things and the challenges that we all face in doing that. He makes the contrast between a negative behavior and a positive behavior, or and to go forward with that, the biggest example, the one that you get the most talk about, is just conversation and how we talk to one another. And as an example, and you know, we're not supposed to, and anger and how we built up those kinds of things and how anger can lead to these things. And he's like, as Christians, we're just not supposed to do that. And really, the whole passage is in the context of community, even though we do live it out individually, of course. But, you know, as followers of Jesus in the church, we have a way that we should behave around one another because of what God has done for us. And that was kind of the point of living like new. We take what we learn in here and what we do in here, and it's supposed to translate out to when we leave this place and when we go out and we live life. You know, just because we control our tongue in church doesn't mean we shouldn't control our tongue in the rest of our world. And sometimes that's a hard thing for a lot of people. And we kind of talk through some of those things. We struggle today with what is worldly and not worldly. And we struggle with it because, let's just be honest, there's probably some worldly things that we like. And number two, we don't want to be eccentric or considered whatever in our walk, you know, a Jesus freak or some kind of super Christian kind of person, which I always find interesting because, you know, if you think about it, every teenager, it seems, and you deal with this a lot, wants to express their individuality in some way. But most of them, or a lot of them, express it with the group of people they hang out with. So it's not like they're being individualistic in and of themselves, or being individualistic to still identify with a group of people that they hang out with.
Yep, and, yeah. And yeah, they take on the flavor of who they hang out with.
Yeah. And so, you know, with that, and so that's, you know, and you think about that for Christians. Well, we're Christians. We're followers of Jesus. We should kind of reflect one another, encouraging one another to do that in the same way, to go out and be that in the world around us as well. So that's what it is. We're supposed to live like new. We're supposed to look different. We're supposed to behave different. All those things that challenge us as followers of Jesus and walking through that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as always, I've got my notebook. I'm a note taker, which is a good spiritual discipline if you don't do it, mm-hmm. by the way. It's a great mm-hmm. way to stay focused. But and also, look back at some of the things that you've learned. But one of the sections that I kind of really impacted me, you talked about how this is a logical command. Because this uh-huh. passage that you went over is a command, right?
Yep.
And you
yep.
said something along the lines of, it's perfectly logical for him to command this because if that's who we are, then it makes sense to live new. Like, it's kind of that logical, like, well, if you actually believe this, then it's not hard for me to command this. This makes sense. And one of the things that I wrote down is referencing Luke 15, it makes sense for us to leave the pig slop to come back home. I really liked that, that picture that like it made total sense to go back home. You know, it makes total sense for us to live a different way. It's not, it shouldn't be something that seems illogical. If you actually say you believe what we just went through in Ephesians, then this would actually make total sense.
Yeah. Cause for Paul assumes transformation in the people that he's talking to. I mean, he's been with them. He knows them. He's heard whatever, you know, and he's shared all this, but for him to command, he feels like he has the apostolic authority to do that. Number two, he's saying, if this is all true of who you are, then it's perfectly reasonable for me as kind of your overseer, if you will, to command, strongly encourage. It's a command. People like strongly encourage better than command, to do this, to live this way. And so for him, it's like, it's no problem at all to say, Ephesians, watch your mouth. He's going to say it again this week too, by the way. Watch your mouth, especially amongst each other, because it's not an expression of love to have anger and bitterness and to express that verbally in that way. It's just not how followers of Jesus are supposed to live.
Yeah, no, I thought it was, I mean, again, very practical. And it's kind of that proof is in the pudding, really. Like if you actually say you believe this, then there should be an effect on your life. There's a difference between, you know, there's a difference between living like you're dead and living like you're alive. And when you use those things, that is a very stark contrast. You were once dead in your sin and now you are alive in Christ. Mm-hmm. It's not saying you were once, you know, drowsy and now you're a little bit more awake. No, there's a massive difference between being dead and being alive. And you can visibly tell very easily what's alive and what's dead. It's not hard for us to notice that. But that's the picture that's painted that as First Peter talks about, you should be living in such a way because you're impacted by Christ that it prompts people to ask you for a defense of the hope that you have, that you shouldn't have to tell people, oh yeah, I'm a Christian. They should see it and they should go, man, how come everybody else is freaking out about this election and you're not? Or how come everybody else is freaking out about World War III and you're not? And you're able to go, well, because I have a king that sits above a president, you know? Right. So great, great sermon from Sunday. It's a special Sunday for us because it was the first time in a while that Caitlin's been able to be back in the sanctuary with our little guy. And the first sermon he's ever heard. There you go. First sermon Liam has ever heard is about being new. So there you go. but we're looking forward to another Sunday, not just Sunday. Tomorrow night, if you are interested in helping us, we need trunks. Mm-hmm. So register because we need more trunks. We've got a lot of candy. We're expecting to have a lot of people as we normally do. We're going to be handing out food and coffee and hot cocoa and all of those things. But we need trunks. We need places for people to actually walk up to. We need people to help us at our event with the games and with the evangelism bracelets, maybe even the prayer, the inflatables. It's a lot going on. So if you're interested in helping us out, maybe come around 4:30 tomorrow evening. Park your trunk. You can decorate it if you want to, or just be there ready to hand out some kids and share Jesus' love. We're going to hand out little cards advertising our Christmas services that are coming up. It's going to be a big night tomorrow night. So please be here for it, either to attend and just enjoy the evening with your family dressed up, or actually come and help us out. That'd be really great. And then obviously we're looking forward to Sunday as well.
Yeah. Set up for us. We've done this for several years now. Setup is not the biggest thing. Our biggest thing is clean up afterward and, you know, in doing that, because we have the whole day to get ready. But once it's over, everybody's kind of like, everybody's cold. Everybody's kind of like, kind of ready to go. But we still need to help Russell out and to do that as well. But yeah, we could definitely use more trunks. And with your trunks, we start staging the trunks at 5. So we'll start staging the trunks at 5. At that point, bring your own candy contribution. If you're going to do a trunk, it's 1,000 pieces. We used to say weight. We just think 1,000 pieces is a better, easier number to task than to try weight for all that stuff and figure all that out. But it's a great time to minister together to our community. It's like the big thing we do to minister our community, every year at this time. So I encourage everybody to be part of it as well. And to if you have any other questions, you can email us or and get to this at that point. So yeah, so next week or tomorrow be a great time together for that as well.
Yeah. So after that, we've got Saturday. We have our REAL meeting. So if you are, that stands for Recruit and Equip Authentic Leaders. So if you want to be here for that, that's going to be at 9 a.m. And then on Sunday, where are we heading, Rich? What are we talking about on Sunday?
Sunday, well, let me just real quick, REAL for us will be, REAL should take maybe 90 minutes max, just so people know. And I really just want to take the time and follow up and a time of prayer. We did a prayer walk a couple of weeks ago. I want to take leadership through a similar kind of exercise as well, where we talk about stuff and we pray through stuff as leaders within the church as well. So I strongly encourage you to block out that time and to be a part of that as we go through the season of life in our church together. And we want to pray through it. And we should be praying anyway. So that's a good thing. And we haven't met in a long time. So that's really important to pray together for that. This week, we're in Ephesians 5, verses 1 through 21. And that is how to imitate God. Because the first line is be imitators of God.
Yes.
Everything's premised off that. And so we'll talk about three ways that we are to imitate God in this passage. We're to walk in love, and we are to, let me see how else I want to say that. I'm trying to figure out how to frame these in like catchier phrases, but I'll just be simple.
Yeah.
Walk in love.
You're Baptist. Yeah. You've got to have the alliteration, you know, the
exactly.
three W's or whatever.
We got to walk in love. We got to walk in light. And then we got to walk in wisdom. Those are the three basic points. Walk in love, walk in light, walk in wisdom. Because he closes out with that saying, you know, walk as wise people, not as unwise, making the most of the opportunity because the days are evil, and know what the Lord's will is. God says imitating God is what God wants us to do. The biggest imitator of God, if you really think about it, now, people are going to freak out at this, is Jesus. It's Jesus. When Jesus says, as you've seen me, you've seen the Father, what he's saying is he's imitating God as they understood him. And so, and if Jesus is our model for how we're supposed to live out our faith, and we say it is, then we're to be imitators of God. We're supposed to imitate God. God is, we know Jesus is God, the Father's God, the Holy Spirit's God. The Holy Spirit empowers us to imitate God. And so that's kind of where we'll go this week. And, you know, just trying to trace through those things. Again, he's very practical in how we do these things and talking about avoiding darkness, but walking in light again and what that means, talking about the things that we struggle with in light of who we are. And so immorality or greed or I call it the idol. I use this term as the idol of immorality. The idol of materialism, and then the idol of the tongue.
Okay.
And so I just encourage you to come be part of that, because it is. We have an idol of the tongue in this country. Everybody says we have freedom of speech, and we do, but not as Christians. Yeah. I'll unpack what I mean when I say that Sunday. We have freedom of speech, but not as Christians.
Well, and the Bible is very clear. Like, you might have a president or authorities, but that is not placed above God. And we have to seek first God's kingdom.
Right.
So yeah, I that'll be really great. And again, we're heading into the fall, you know, so we're heading into a lot of opportunities for you to invite people to church, maybe for the first time. You know, maybe people have an opinion of the church and you can kind of show them something different by bringing them to the Harvest Festival. Or if you're a student listening to this podcast or a college kid, you can invite your friends to a flag football game and maybe change their opinion of the church. Or maybe you can come to Thanksgiving, Quinity and I. Or maybe you're thinking of serving in the church and you kind of want to know more about what's going on. Or maybe you just want to know what's going on in the life of our church, which is a monumental season that our church is in. Come on Saturday. There's just a lot of things that are going on that if you're involved and for the right reasons, we're not here to entertain you. We're not here to create some experience. We're here to live out God's call on the church. And so we want you to be a part of that with us. So thank you so much again, Pastor Rich, for guiding us through this season and for teaching us in the midst of it. For you that are listening, come on, we've got plenty of things at the table. So now it's your turn to step up and see how God can use you. But As always, this is the Looking Both Ways podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Tim. I look forward to doing this every week, and I hope you guys enjoy it and get something out of it as well as you prepare your hearts for worship, but also remind yourself of where we were this past week. So thank you so much again, Pastor Rich.
Thank you. Have a great week. We'll see you tonight or Sunday or Saturday, whenever we see you.
Yeah, whenever it is. Thank you all so much for joining us. We'll check in with you guys next week.